continuing, v'chol zeh hu bechinas tefilas haMincha kanal. All of this is tied into the tefillah of Mincha. Ki b'hayomim shekoydem matan Torah, hoyu tzrichim lahochen atzmon l'sakein kol hanal al yidei bechinas isarus delasato. Because during those days preceding matan Torah, the Jews were supposed to prepare themselves in order to be masakein everything we spoke about through their isarusa delasato ukemavur leilmiz, as we discussed earlier. Ki b'shas b'riyas oilam yesh meayin mamish hoyanase kolza ayde b'chinas isarusa deleila. Because when Hashem created the world and there was no man at that time, there was nobody to do an isarusa delasato, so Hashem did all of these steps via his initiative, via isarusa deleila. V'yalkein lo yehoyo hatikun b'shleimus. Therefore, the tikkun was not complete. Things were not beseder gamur. Ki Hashem Yisborach boro kol ho'ilamois sheyi ikra tikkun al yedei hodom abal b'chira kanal. Because Hashem created all the worlds with the intention that the main tikkun should be via man, via the bal b'chira. Al kein ho'yu ikra tikkun b'shas matan Torah. For this reason, the completion of creation took place at the time of Matan Torah. She'oz nizbasim v'nistakayim hoylam. That's when the world became established on solid ground. Al kein huchruchu lahamshechoz kol atikunim anal al yidei sarusa delasato. That's why we, Bnei Yisrael, had to be mamshech all the tikunim via our initiative. Sheze b'chinas tefilas haMincha. That's what tefilas haMincha is all about. Shekoidim sheyetsu hayomim shekoidim matan Torah yochinu atzmom l'sakin atzimtzum anal b'chinas isarusa delasato kedei sheyuchlu lekabel oir hoin soiv sheyor aleim b'shas matan Torah ba'droga b'mido. Meaning that before those 3 days would be up, the 3 days preceding Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael would prepare themselves to be mesaking the tzimtzum, to do the isarusa delasata that was needed, in order to prepare to be able to receive the infinite light of Hashem, which would be displayed during the time of Matan Torah in a measured, healthy way. Vegam yizgabru shelo yinku toikef hadinum me'atzimtzum. And again, once you're turning on tzimtzum, you have to be extremely careful that the midas hadin shouldn't draw from it, that the forces of the other forces at the left side shouldn't draw from it. Shemishom achizas hayetzahara. We know the left side is where the yetzahara draws its power from. Shehem hamachshavos rois, which is the concept of bad thoughts. But rather, rak yizgabru lahamshech machshavos kedoshos lekabel aleihem lekayem es kol divrei haTorah. But rather, that the Yidden should strive to have only positive thoughts, machshavos toivos, to accept and to receive the Torah properly and to accept upon themselves to fulfill the Torah. Sheikar toloi al yedei hizgabrus hayetzatoiv al yetzahara, shehi hizgabrus machshavos toivos al machshavos rois. Whereby, in order to succeed at that, the person has to see to it that their Yetzer Tov should overcome their Yetzer Hara, which means that the good thoughts should replace the bad thoughts. V'zeh b'chinas Sfira Soimer. And this is also, that's the 3 days that preceded Matan Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal says it's not only the 3 days that preceded Matan Torah, but actually the whole 49-day period that preceded Matan Torah. V'zeh b'chinas Sfira Soimer. Sheklal kavonas hasfira hi bechinas tikkun atzimtzum kemuvan bekavonas. The essence of the whole concept behind Sfira Soimer is the concept of tikkun atzimtzum, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Ki heim yemei din, because the days of Sfira are days of judgment. V'alkein osur legaleach hasairos behem. And this is one of the reasons why we don't take haircuts during Yemei HaSfira. Ki kol Yemei HaSfira shem hachonu lekabolas haTorah, hakoil lehochen atzmon lesakein hatzimtzumim bekama bechinois, kedei shenucha lekabel oir hagodo vanura shel kabolas haTorah, bahadrogo ubemido al yidei bechinas isarusa delasato. Because the days of Sfira are a time of preparing ourselves to receive the Torah by preparing the tzimtzumim, all the various different types of tzimtzumim that have to be organized said we should be able to receive the awesome light of Matan Torah in a measured, controlled way through our Isarusa de Lesato. V'alkein soifrim loimar shehu korban mincha shel soirim. And this is why we say hayoim yoim rishoin loimer. Shneyomim lo'omer. We count to the day of when the omer is brought. And we know that the omer was a korban mincha comprised of barley. Bechinas minchas bikurim oviv koloi bo'esh, as the Torah describes it. Ki ikras horas oviv, kama shekosuv shomoir es chodesh oviv, hu b'shvil omer. Because we find that the main warning in the Torah about a Jew being very alert and conscious about Oviv, about the spring season, is regarding preparation of the Omer. K'may Shom Razal, Sheyeh HaOviv Bizmanoi, whereby the Gemara says that the rabbis calculated the year, the months and the year and everything, to make sure to see to it that springtime should, the spring season should conform properly with when the Jews have to bring the Omer. Ki oviv bechinas tikin beisi lo beisi tato kamayim shemuvur shom. Because Rabbeinu Zal, in chapter 49 in Likutei Moran, which this whole halacha is based on, tells us that the word oviv represents the tikkun of the upper bayis, the upper beis hamikdash, and the lower beis hamikdash. Rabbeinu Zal says there that it's the word oviv is divided in two parts, aleph and beis, and yud and beis. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that the beis is bias. The letter beis, when we pronounce it, is like the word bias. So this refers to the upper bias and lower bias. Ve'ikra tikin al yidei b'chinas mincha shi mincha soimer, shehu hamtoka sadinim. And the main tikkun of this season is that korb mincha, which was brought, which is the mincha soimer, which brings about a sweetening of the judgment of the din, Alidei shemesaknin bechinas hatzimtzum anal, by being mesakin the tzimtzum, alidei bechinas isarusa delasata, by us making an initiative, shekol ze bechinas tfilas mincha. All of this is tied into mincha. Rav Nosson Zal doesn't elaborate on it here. He might go into it later, but the term seira, barley, is always referred to as a concept of midas hadin, the left side. We know that there's wheat and barley are the two basic types of grains, the two most important grains that are discussed in the Torah, wheat and barley, chita and soira. And wheat is referred to in the Gemara as human food. Barley is referred to as meichel behema, a lower level grain which is associated more with animals. In addition, the word se'ira, the Arizal shows us that the word se'ira represents midas hadin, because we know that in the Aleph Beis, there are five letters of the Aleph Beis that are called stumais, whereby they come in two formats. One format when they're in the beginning or middle of a word, and they're written differently when they appear at the end of a word. Those five letters are called Menatzbach, Mem Nun Tzadik Peichov, which when they appear at the end of a word, they're written completely differently, in different shape and form than in middle or beginning of a word. So these are called Oisiyos Stumais. Stumais means to close. Close is always a concept of Midas Hadin. And these five letters, Menatzbach, Mem Nun Tzadik Peichov, their numerical value is 280. The Arizal says that the word se'ira, which is barley, is two times menatzpach. It's two times 280, 560, plus the five letters themselves is 565. Five letters each time, and the five letters being included in each other is bigamatria of the word se'ira. I just wanted to make a reference to this to know that the se'irim from which this mincha se'omer is brought is related to this topic of din, midas hadin. Paragraph lamed zayin. And we know that mincha, the mincha is always a concept of din. The korban mincha is a korban of a poor person. And the poor people, when a person is in a state of poverty, they're referred to as being in a state of din. וזה בחינס גוידל הורש והפחד והמויר הגודל שאוי בשעס מתן תוירה. With this we could also understand the awe and the fear and the lightning and the fire of Matan Torah as the Torah describes it. כמו שכוסב, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Eretz Roasha, the world trembled, גם שמיים נוטופו. וכסיב, there's another Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Vatigash Vatirash Oretz, the world trembled. וכמו שכוסב, ויהי קולות וברקים וענן כבד, ויחרד כל העם, the entire nation trembled at that time. הכל מחמשו יצריכם להמשך צמצומים גדולים ונוירואים, לצמצם אור הגודל הזה. All of this trembling and awe and fire, all of these things that are related to Midas Hadin, are all connected to the fact that it was our job at the time to prepare the tzimtzumim to be able to receive the very great light that was going to be presented at Matan Torah. Al kein hoyoz kol horash hagodol hazeh, that's why there was this great rash, this noise, this awe, this fear. Ad shesavru shehoylam nechrav chas v'shalom, to the point where people thought that Hashem was going to destroy the world. Kemo Hashem Razal, as the Gemara says, ki be'emes hoyokoshe oz ma'oid letzamtzem oyer godel v'noyer bozeh. Because the truth is, it was extremely difficult to prepare a tzimtzum to contain the incredible light that was being revealed at Matan Torah. V'al kein be'emes omru Rabbi Senzor HaNevrucha sheyotzu nishmosamos. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the Jews actually had their souls leave them at the time of Matan Torah. Everybody got blown away, as they say. Ach Hashem Yisborach himshech alayim tal shel tchia. However, Hashem restored our souls with some of the dew of tchia sameisim, kama shedorshu al posuk geshem nedovois tonif elikim, as the Gemara darshans on the pasuk in Tehillim, that Hashem, with his generosity and kindness, sprinkled this tal, this dew of tchia sameisim, to revive the Jews whose souls left them at the time of Matan Torah. Haynu shehem shechalim b'chinas tchia sameisim. Hashem drew upon us some of the light of Tchiyas Sameisim, when the dead will all be brought back to life completely. She'oz yistaknu hakoil. That's when everything will be completed and corrected. V'kaplu kol echod oirein soiv badroga k'fi b'chinosoi. And everyone, all of Klal Yisrael, will be able to receive from the infinite light of Hashem in the proper tzimtzum, in the proper measured way. Sheze yeh ikar ne'imus shashua elam haba. This is going to be the essence of the pleasures of Olam Haba, when we talk about Olam Haba. Va'oz yekuyam v'hoyo yoyim echod hu yivod al Hashem lo yoyim v'loy layla v'hoyo le'is erev yeh oyer. That's when we'll be fulfilled the pasuk in Zechariah Novi, where it says that there's going to come one day when we will all understand Hashem kavyochel. And that day will be, there'll be no day and no night, and even during the night, there'll be light. Sheze b'chinas mincha. This pasuk is merames to the concept of mincha. Shehi le'es erev. It's at the time of erev. It's towards night. U'mishom himshech aleim tikun atzimtzumim k'dei sheyizkayim u'boilam. And it's from the tchiyas hameisim that Hashem drew upon Klal Yisrael the tzimtzumim that they would need in order for the world to be able to handle the light of Matan Torah that Hashem gave at that time. Paragraph Lamed Ches. Ki ze ikar b'chinas Matan Torah shebishvil ze nivro ilam b'chlal v'chol odom v'odom b'frat nivro b'shvil ze. Because this is really the essence of Matan Torah for which the world was created and for which each and every single individual person was created. Hakoil b'shvil shi'isakein bozeh ho'ilam b'chinas kelim ulevushim sheyuchel kabel oir ho'en soif badroga. All so that we should have the ability to create vessels and garments which would be able to receive the infinite light of Hashem in a measured, in a controlled way. שזה עיקר שכר עולם הבא, להשיג עושה יסבורך על ידי אלו הכלים והלבושים שיזדקו אז בתכלס. And this is the concept of the reward of עולם הבא, whereby we will be able to understand Hashem and come close to Hashem via those vessels and garments which will be purified then to the highest degree. ובעניין תיקן ועשייס כלים אלו שנעשם על ידי הצמצום המנהל, שום כל הבחירו של כל אדם. And regarding the concept of creating these vessels and preparing these vessels, which are done via tzimtzum, that's where the whole bechira of man comes into play. Ki oiro yisborach hu ein soif umeir tomid, because Hashem's light is infinite, and Hashem's light is shining constantly. Ach yefshel kabloi machmas ribuyor. However, it's impossible for us to be able to receive it because it's so bright, it's so powerful. Utzrichen letzamtzmoi kanal. Therefore, we have to be able to constrict it and limit it. Kemoi shehoyo betchila sabria, as Hashem did at the time of creation, at the beginning of creation. V'tekev sheyesh tzimtzum, yesh achiza sadin. And we know whenever there's tzimtzum, that's something that relates to the left side, so the midah sadin goes into effect. Shemishom mishtal shel koyach achizas yetzahara. That's where the yetzahara draws his energy from. Shehem machshavos rois, which is tied into bad thoughts. Tipshus alev, ksilus, foolishness of the heart. Shehem bechinas chochmas chitzonius, which is connected to secular wisdoms. Vedeoi zorois, alien opinions that contradict the Torah, chas v'shalom. Ve'etzois nevorois shel hoylam hazeh, and the wrong type of advice of this world that people give who are not drawing from the Torah. Ve'zeh kol melchamtoi shel kol hodom b'zeh hoylam. And this is the whole battle of man, of Klal Yisrael, in this world to do battle against these machshavos rois and to create the proper tzimtzum, etc. ובשביל זה ניתנו תורה. And it's for this reason that Hashem gave us the Torah, שהיא כולו שיעורים וצמצומים. That's what the Torah is all about. The Torah is all measurements, constrictions. בחינס כלים, it's vessels, לקבל ולהמשיך אור הוין סויף על יודם, through which a person has the ability to receive and draw from the infinite light of Hashem in a controlled way, in a way that's beneficial. כמו שמבור במקום אחר, כי בעניין הצמצומים יש כמה וכמה בחינויס, because regarding these צמצומים, there are many different forms. כי יש צמצום שהיה קודם הבריאה, קודם הסחולס שורושי הועצילוס, because there is the tzimtzum, for example, that took place before creation, before the oilam hoatzilus even came into being. Shetzimtzim oirei agodol kedei sheyeh mokom lebrias oilam v'nase chol laponui, whereby kavyochol Hashem constricted his great light in order to make room for creation. And that's when there became this chol laponui, this vacated space. וגם בצמצום זה יש כמה וכמה בחינויס, כמובן בכספי אריזל. And even regarding that צמצום, it's not just one item. There are many different forms of it, and many different aspects to it. וכמובן לאל מזה, בעניין המלבוש והתהירו, as רב נוסן זל touched on a few pages earlier, where he spoke about the עולם המלבוש, the עולם התהירו, שאינם מובוים כלל בספר עץ חיים, which are not even discussed at all in the Sefer Etz Chaim, which is the standard Sefer that describes the heavenly worlds, etc., רק בשאר ספורים מכספי אריזל, but rather it's in the less standard ספורים of the writings of the אריזל, והם מובוים בציור הועילון הקודש. They are introduced in the diagram that describes the holy tree, Ayin Shom, look over there in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that bring this. אבל גם אחר כך, כשהצחל להמשך האור דרך קו, בשביל בריאה סוילמו, שם המידויס, however, even after that whole step, even after the Chol Laponui, when Hashem started drawing his light into creation via a kav, via a pipeline in a sense, in order that the worlds should be created, Shehem HaMidois, the worlds which correspond to the Midois of Hashem, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Himshich Oir Kol Mido, Derech Kamo V'Kamo Tzimtzumim, Ad Shenes Tzamsim V'Neshava B'chinas Oilam Ho'atzilus. Hashem drew His light, and the light of all of His different Midois, via all kinds of Tzimtzumim, before it resulted in forming the Oilam Ho'atzilus, that first one of the worlds. V'acharkach Nase B'chinas Parsa, V'Nase B'chinas Oilam HaBriya. And then another step was taken, and there was formed the Oilam HaBriya, a lower world, Ad Shebora Oilam HaYetzira, until Hashem went on to create the Oilam HaYetzira. V'Oilam HaAsiya HaGashmi HaZeh Shebo Yodam HaBal B'chira. And then Hashem went on to create the Oilam HaAsiya, which is the world of man, the world that we exist in. Sheboi Toluy HaKoil, which man who has free choice, upon whom everything is dependent on. V'kol Hamshocha Soirois Shel Kol Mido Mido, Shehim B'chinas Bria Soilamois, HaKoil Hoya Al Yedei Tzimtzumim Rabim. And all of this drawing of Hashem's light, of all the different midos of Hashem and everything, all of this had to go via many different constrictions. Shehim shechoer derech tzimtzumim rabim besoich bechinas echol al aponui shu klal tzimtzumim harishonim shel kodem habriya. Hashem drew His light via many different tzimtzumim within the chol al aponui. Vaydezeh bora es kol habriya. And that's how Hashem eventually created all of creation as we know it. She'ikra ha'odom abal b'chira, of which the main spotlight is on man, who has free choice. Al-kein ze oiver al kol odom Yisrael. This whole procedure, this whole process, is experienced by every single person, every single Jew. Shehut zorich lefi b'chinosoi l'sakeinu l'hamshich kol ha-tzimtzumim al yidei b'chinas esarusa de l'sato. Every single Jew has to prepare all of these tzimtzumim via the person's actions, by the person's initiative. Sheze ikra tikkun anal v'ze klal matan toira. And this is the whole concept of matan toira. Uklal kiyum ha-toirah shel kol adam v'adam b'chol dor ador. And this is the whole concept of each and every single Jew in every generation fulfilling the Torah. Shezeh b'chinas klal ha-toirah la-shemesh anal shano oisken boik mavur leil. This is the summation of the chapter in the Likutei Moran, chapter 49, which is entitled La-shemesh samoil b'hem, which is the Torah that this halach is based on. V'zeh b'chinas Pesach u'Shavuos, and this is all tied into the holiday of Pesach, which leads up to Shavuos. Ki b'Pesach b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, hoiso b'chinas hizgalus oirein soiv, bizgalus niflo godol moid. Because infinite light in a phenomenal, phenomenal way. K'mo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'ovarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, Hashem says, I passed through the land of Egypt, v'targumoi, the Isgalesi, and the Targum on that pasuk says, "I was revealed." Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sorof, ani Hashem, ani Ahu v'loy acher. It was I, no angel, not even the highest of angels. This was me, myself, and I. Hashem says, "Kav yochel." Ukmo she'isa b'ksovim oitzim ho'oyer shemeir b'leil Pesach, ma she'ein nimtza afilu b'Shabbos u'Shavuos. As we find described in the writings of the Arizal, that the incredible bright light that reveals itself on the night of Pesach is so high a level that it's something that a person cannot experience not on Shabbos and not even on Shavuos. V'afal pi she'yef shebeli tzimtzum, and even though we know that usually it's impossible for a person, for a Jew, to connect with Hashem's light without tzimtzum, avul elu hatzimtzumim hoyu b'chinas hatzimtzumim hakoidmim mo'oid. However, the tzimtzumim that took place on the night of Pesach regarding that light that Hashem revealed then represent the earliest type of tzimtzumim, the highest, the most fine, super fine level tzimtzumim. Meaning, extremely minimal constriction. very, very bright light that was displayed on that first night of Pesach. Aval ikra tikkunat tzimtzumim maschilim b'yom sheni shel Pesach. Whereas the main preparation of tzimtzumim begins on the second day of Pesach. She'oz mevi'in korban mincha, shehi mincha soymer soyrim. That's when we bring the korban mincha, the mincha of barley, the oymer, va'oz oiskem betikun kolat tzimtzumim shel kol mido mido b'chol shiva shvo shemei asfira. That's when we initiate the tzimtzumim of each and every one of the midos of Hashem, chesed, gevura, teferes, which were involved in building up during that seven-week procedure of the Omer. Ad shezoichen b'shavuos l'kabel ha'oir ha'godol b'hadrogo u'b'mida. Until eventually, on the Yontif of Shavuos, on the 50th day, that's when we're able to receive the great light of Hashem in a controlled, measured way. Shezeu b'chinas kabolas ha'toirah, shiklal ha'midos toivos. That's the concept of Kabbalah HaTorah, which took place in Har Sinai, which is a composite of all the midos of Hashem, the Torah. We know there's a pasuk Chotzva Amudeho Shiva. Kavyochel Hashem carved out its seven pillars, referring to the Torah. So the Torah corresponds to these seven midos of Hashem. V'hakoil b'shvil legalois malchusoi. And all of this was for the purpose of revealing Hashem's kingdom, for broadcasting Hashem's kingdom. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, V'atem tiuli mamleches koyhanim. You will be for me a kingdom of koyhanim, of priests. Sheze bechinas shavuos. This is the concept of the holiday of shavuos. Shenikro atzeres. One of the nicknames of shavuos in the Torah is it's called atzeres. Loshen Malchus, the word Atzeres, refers to kingdom. K'mashikosuv ze yatzor b'ami, as the pasuk says in Shmuel HaNovi, this he will rule over my people, and the word yatzor is used. V'chol mitzvah ha'sfiro shei tikkunat tzimtzumim anal hu lispor hayomim loimer. And the mitzvah of sfiro, which is this tikkunat tzimtzum, is counting the days from the omer. K'mashikosuv, as the pasuk says, Usfartem lochem imochoros haShabbos, miyom haviyechem esomer atmu. You will count the days from the day following Pesach, from the day that you bring the Omer. Shehu minchas oimer soirim sheviu b'yom shinu shel Pesach. This refers to the minchas oimer soirim, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, the Omer of barley. Ki mincho b'chinas Yitzchok, b'chinas tikkunat tzimtzumim. Because as we mentioned earlier, mincha corresponds to Yitzchok Avinu, who represents Tikkunat Tzimtzum, Shehu Bechinas Hamtokas Adinim, Sheze Bechinas Tikkun HaKoil, Bechinas Tikkunat Tshuva. This is the concept of Hamtokas Adinim, which corrects everything, which is the Tikkun of Tshuva.